Loma.
And this is Mary Jane, and we're at the Shea Cafe with the Power Chords.
I'm Sayo. I play guitar, and I just played at the Che Cafe.
My name's Craig, and I play the bass.
My name's Austin, and I play the drums.
My name is John, and I play guitar and sing.
When did you guys get started, and how have you evolved since then?
We got started about 2.5 years ago, when every single band in San Diego was screamo, emo, or hardcore, or a combination of the three or four. And we wanted to hear some power pop.
Obviously, you guys have kind of a punkish sound, so...
Definitely influenced by the Buzzcocks and the Ramones on the punk end and the Zombies on the songwriting end and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles.
If you could be cartoon characters, which cartoon characters would you be?
I'd be Mickey Mouse.
I'd be Donald Duck.
No, I'd be Chris from Family Guy, actually.
I would not be Doug, because the Quail Man character makes me awfully uncomfortable. I'd be Stimpy.
Definitely.
A long time.
I think about it every day.
Do you guys have any influences that are non-musical, like in the pop culture?
Yeah, we're into like pop art and like, you know, that style.
I like it though, just because we're supposed to like it.
Just because you're supposed
like
it. To.
Yeah.
It's not cool not to like it.
Hey, I'm legitimately into pop art, okay?
Who's going to be the first to say he sucks? Not me.
Oh, I have really bad insomnia, so sometimes I stay up late and watch TV. And I saw Ronald McDonald do a stage dive. What do you guys think about that?
If Ronald McDonald can do a stage dive and pull it off, then too many people support him.
Isn't Ronald McDonald made out of, like, really, really hard plastic? I would think that'd be, like, that's a lawsuit.
I just wanted to grab his nuggets.
Who was the first one? We were talking about it the other day. Who's the first real, like, Ronald McDonald? Like, what is... He's a clown, right?
Like, yeah, he still I don't understand it.
He's like the most awkward, lanky, creepy
Like, did they
clown.
Just hire a clown?
Yeah, probably.
I'm in Ronald, either at the McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The really, really hard plastic.
The guy's obsessed with dying kids, too. Just throwing it out there.
He's obsessed with deforestation. Gotta love him.
Moon guys. Remember those? The moon guys?
Oh, yeah. The guy with
toys?
The moon for
a head. Yeah, they're real nightmares.
We're trying to figure out why they had those toys. Those moon toys? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they're
Do you remember the moon one?
The moon, it was like
he like played the piano and he was like,
glasses.
Creepy ass pressing moon for a head.
I know. I know what y'all... You can't eat the toy.
He was like Jack.
He was too pointy. That's what it was. Because they couldn't make toys after him because they'd eventually gouge an eye out. Because he had points.
I like the chicken McNugget character.
Oh!
Remember those?
I have some.
Those are so weird.
Speaking of my swap meet visit tomorrow, I have some. Ask me on Sunday, I might say something different.
All right, so what's the most embarrassing album in each of your collections? Come on, fess up.
Whoa.
It's okay if you have, like, Lionel Richie or Air Supply.
I wish I had
a little band called Air Supply.
I think I have a Jim Croce album.
That's not embarrassing. That doesn't count.
I take that back.
It's coming from the girl that has a pin that says, I love dorks. Oh, Jim Croce is,
You said
sorry.
To bring that to the audio world, didn't you?
And for the record, I love dorks, and I am a dork, and I have no problem admitting that, so okay. Just go ahead and make fun
For
of
the
it.
Record, I was just kidding.
I don't know. So, John, how does it feel to be an asshole?
Moist.
It's tight, dude.
Moist? Is that what you said?
You guys need to stop asking me questions.
It's the moist, cool thing I've ever done.
Is that what we're talking about?
Embarrassing CDs. Veganism in a nutshell. That's embarrassing.
Does it all fit in a nutshell?
It's not, first of all, knocks up everything. But, like, no, the guy's like, hello, let me first tell you about what I've done in the past that has nothing to do with it. Anyway, me reciting it is equally as embarrassing and dorky. So, next.
I can't remember. I don't know what album. I have like a shitload of albums that are terrible. I don't even like look at them. Like I gotta throw them away or something.
Aww. I didn't think about records. Records.
I try not to buy any like bad CDs. Yeah. Maybe No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom. Yeah. I've had that one since I was fourth grade.
Wait, I have that one.
Aqua. Aqua. That's it. That's gotta be it.
That's probably the most embarrassing.
It's the most embarrassing like thing to think about.
Alright, how do you guys respond to people who say that punk is dead?
I think they're like living in technicalities. Putting like parentheses and years and stuff around like genres of music, and like life's way too short for that.
I think they're burnout nerds. They're just nerds. Who says that? I think it's Anonymous was saying like I used to be punk, except like they still want to maintain their edginess. So instead of saying I used to be punk, they say punk is dead. So they're nerds.
Dead. I had to move on.
Yeah.
How do you guys think that sort of music has evolved from where it began in like Britain in the 70s to what you're playing right now?
I think it was good and then it got shitty and it's getting good again.
What other jobs have you had?
Jobs?
Have you ever worked in a real job?
Sure. Not a real job. I work in a movie theater. That's what I do. That's my livelihood.
I'm a professional trombone player. That's how I make my living.
I'm a retired pretzel maker at Wetzel's Pretzels. And then I graduated to working at a hobby shop / toy store where I currently dominate.
Really hands-on.
You're good. That's all
I'm saying.
You've had a lot of hand jobs. Hand-oriented jobs. Sorry.
He likes to work with his hands.
Yeah.
Well, while you guys were playing tonight, it was really obvious that you guys have a big fan reaction, like your music takes a lot from the audience. So do you find it difficult when you're in the studio or recording without a fan base to get the same sort of energy and sound?
Progressively, it just comes out kind of monotone, but it's not so hard when, you know, a shitload of kids going apeshit. But something to work on. Good point.
Do you enjoy having kids run up on the stage with you?
We love it.
Yeah,
that's our favorite part.
It's probably the most rewarding thing I've done all life.
And we had Melissa from the Adams just passed out like on stage right here at the Che. She was just passed out on stage and she was missing a shoe. Someone threw her shoe. That was pretty fun.
It's like a paperweight, but like someone, drunker.
Someone threw the shoe and it hit Sarah Payne square in the face. I don't think she was that hurt.
We need song to make sure Melissa was okay. But yeah, she was just very, very drunk.
It's way better than having people like stand still and not run on stage. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Which happens a long time ago.
Oh, really?
We used to play at this little coffee shop. First started playing there. It was like an older crowd, like I'd say post 39 and 3/4, and like a little hippie-age in the background, like, and me and John would like practice harmonies constantly and like just play for these people that weren't in, just kind of appreciate it from the background while sitting down and like trying to have a conversation over the music. But that evolved until finally we started playing shows there and like the cops would be called and there's so many kids drunk and like everywhere and like trashing everything that we can never play there again.
With Chob, some old guy ran in and there was like a pig going on, and he had all these bandages like on his arms, and he ran in and started jumping around, and he took a hit from a pizzo and blew the smoke in the air and then ran out. It was the most amazing thing ever.
And a pizzo is a methamphetamine pot.
Out there, yeah.
For your listeners, you guys know.
if you guys know about a pizzo, I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
actually.
For a while, the pinnacle of the San Diego punk scene was right in the heart of Golden Hill at 30th and Broadway at a little place called Coffee House on Broadway. That's where bands like The Sesh, The Atoms, and Xerox, who else played there? The Sentient Manifesto. A lot of starving musicians who just, you know, were able to thrive there.
And we outgrew the place. So now they're back to other acts, but we kind of owe it to them.
Well, last time we played there, I think some chairs got broken, and I don't think they...
We still thank the chop. Sorry.
You pissed on your crucifix.
So what do you love most about San Diego, and what do you hate most about San Diego?
The weather.
You hate it?
Hate it. No, I love it.
It's maybe a little bit too spread out. It's our favorite place to play, but it's kind of like a 40-minute drive from South Bay, where we hail from. It would be cool if everything was more condensed.
I like the sun. I don't like the rose. Bro. A lot of conservative.
Why not?
What's wrong with conservative? What's wrong with brothers?
I don't like neo-Republicans. All right, I said it.
You're fine. They're cool guys.
I like the weather. Yeah. Sometimes, like, guys in big trucks park their trucks and they park one tire on the curb in front and turn the wheel to the side. So, like, one wheel is up on the little curb, like totally, like, GMC commercially. That I hate.
Why do you think they do that?
I don't know why they do it. I'm not going to into it too far.
How about
I just want to piss on their heredity and their... whole genetic code and stop them.
How about those the truck ball sacks?
Oh man,
you can piss on their genetic code, but just pissing on their truck ball sacks.
I don't think it's SD only though, is it?
So are you guys working on anything or have any upcoming plans?
Planning on recording our first album CD/LP this summer.
Do any of you guys have a slang term that you overuse or something you say too often?
Oh, man. I got so many. My probably biggest... but it doesn't actually exist as a word. Like, instead of saying, like, how many carbohydrates and proteins does this have? I go, dude, so what's the deal with the protskis and carbsters? Which... I actually say those two things way too much. Okay, next.
I say what's up Playboy way too often. And bowling too. Bowling!
I can't think of anything.
I cannot think of one single word.
What up gangsta? What else?
Say for show way too much. All of us say for show.
Okay, what's your drink of choice?
Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Diet Barks at the moment. It's good shit.
I'm gonna be the lame guy. PBR.
I'm kind of partial to Diet Dr. Pepper, actually.
Okay. You so much. That's yours. That's the one you
partial.
Use. Impartial.
Impartial.
How do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner. Like on dudes.
Do you like eyeliner or do you not like eyeliner?
We don't wear eyeliner.
Why
like,
not?
Ever think about wearing eyeliner. John wore one time, but that was it. We were like in high school.
What? What the fuck?
Dude, I was... Man.
Are you now like 20?
Shut the fuck up.
Remember?
We don't think about that. Fucking remember that time John wore eyeliner? She asked the question.
I wore eyeliner too, though.
It's really okay.
Now it's documented.
It's really okay, guys.
I use it to make a fake mole sometimes. It's pretty cute. Yeah.
It's heart shaped.
Yeah.
How dumb is that? Just kidding.
I do a cholo tear. Those are cool.
Yeah, do you guys have anything you want to say to your fans who are listening to this?
Love you.
Thanks, Steve.
You guys did it. Congrats.
And I don't know if Mary Jane asks this, but I always do on my interviews. Will each of you please give me your best pirate impression?
Swab the poop deck.
That was terrible.
Next. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Arr, let's go do pirate-y things with parrots and shit.